Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Dr. Ed Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, April 13th. The grains closed higher with May corn up 7.25 cents at 783.5. May wheat up 9.75 cents at 1113.5, and May beans up 5.75 cents at 1675. Well, we started off the day lower in the grains. I really didn't see the reason for it, except the dollar was making contract highs. But as the dollar started to break, corn rallied a good 19 cents off the lows, wheat 38 cents off the lows, beans 29 cents off the lows. So we went from lower to close higher out here today. The meal closed lower down 270, but the oil was strong up 268, with the crude oil up 374. I think some of the strength in the crude oil, you know, helped bring the grains back too. Plus, you know, we just don't see any relief in this weather. It's cold and it's wet. It's going to stay that way mostly through next week. Pretty well, that takes us to about April 20th. It's kind of knocking out the early planting window, but, you know, we'll get the corn in as we do every year. Overall, we've got no reason to believe that these markets can't make new highs by the end of the month. We just don't see any real rationing of demand out here. Prices continue to move higher, yet margins for feedlots and margins for anybody in the livestock business are really pretty good. Crush margins are pretty good. Anybody feeding corn for whatever reason, the margins are good even with the high price of corn. So, you know, you've got to ration, you got to get the high prices high enough to ration demand, and that really hasn't happened yet. We're expecting a good export figure tomorrow in the corn, 1.5 million metric tons. We've seen the Chinese buying the last couple of weeks, 2 million metric tons. So there is demand out here. But, you know, the dollar, even though we're down here today, we're down 39 ticks after making the contract high. It's not a key reversal, but, you know, the dollar is still basically at par, and that's an awful strong price to try to think about any exports. We're waiting for the results of the Russian, the Egyptian tender. It looks like they bought some high price wheat. Now, did they get it from the Black Sea or did they get it from Germany? We haven't quite seen any definitive answer on that yet. So that's about it. Nice comeback here today. I would think that we've got one more day to trade. Maybe you guys take profits before the weekend. But I think if they do break it tomorrow, there'll be plenty of people, unless the weather changes, who want to buy it. Hold on for the long weekend. If you have any questions, give us a call. 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.